Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And as we speak, there is a program called Bayou Wild TV featuring a Tigers in the Wild episode that we call the Hackberry Grand Slam is airing right now on Fox 29, which is on HD channel 114 to 705, cable channel 11 and direct channel 29 in Southwest Louisiana. We take you live and direct where that feature was filmed and talk to Captain Kirk Stansel. And Kirk, are y'all having a watch party in the dining room there?
Well, I'm watching it. I'm actually at home because it is pouring this morning here.
I see that on the radar.
Well, I just stayed at the house. You know, we don't have a lot going on at the lodge right now. Duck season ended, and just it's a weekend, so pretty much, you know, we don't fish right now. We're just busy doing maintenance around the lodge.
Well, listen, we want to thank you for hosting the taping of what we call the Hackberry Grand Slam. LSU star athlete Alex Milazzo, pitcher Cade Woods, came down there with us for a cast and blast, which is always a fun time down there. Tell me what your opinion of these two LSU athletes as far as hunters.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say they're two fine young men.
Absolutely.
They really are, and they definitely know what they're doing when they get in a duck blind and handling a gun. And, I mean, you know, I didn't personally hunt with them. Bobby, you know, my youngest brother, he hunted with them, and he just didn't have enough good to say about them. I mean, nothing but good. It was they knew how to handle a shotgun.
Yep, and really, as you mentioned, just some really fine young men, very respectful, courteous. I'm sure they were very safe out there in the blind, and we're going to be interested to see that and want to invite people to tune it in if they want to find out.
I just saw them miss a duck, though.
Yeah, there were some misses. You know, nobody ever misses ducks down there with you guys.
You're right.
Yeah, with some stunning footage, Chris LeCocq brought the drones out there, and he got up in the flock with some of the birds and the dog. What was that dog's name that was out there?
That was, golly, that's Guy's dog. I forgot her name. Mine's Peggy, but I forget what Guy's dog is because he got a new dog.
At least you remembered your brother's names, Guy and Bobby.
That's right.
At least you remember that. Then they went out fishing and had a good time. I tell you what, I really enjoyed that. And this is going to be a regular series each month. We'll take different LSU athletes. I'll tell you what followed it, and we're working on it right now. West and Whit Weeks, the linebacker brothers for LSU Tigers, went on a feral hog hunt right by Delcrum.
Okay. Well, cool.
So we're going to run that, I think, when they play Arkansas. Isn't those Razorbacks something like a feral hog?
Yeah, yeah. You know, that's a good thing. That'd be a good time to play that show.
Well, Kirk, I know you reined in right now, and I'm looking at the radar. It looks like it's going to be with you for a while. Give me a couple of suggestions if somebody's going to be fishing on the backside of this stuff.
Okay, now I talked to my neighbor yesterday. They two of them went out, Don Soba and his buddy, and they had a nice trip wade fishing. They caught, I think they said, 9 reds and had 8 or 10 trout, all, you know, 20-plus inch trout, you know. So they had a real good time. I know I talked to a guy. He was out with two buddies fishing yesterday, and he'd been out about 2 hours, had 5 reds, 4 flounder, and 3 trout in the boat.
Wow.
You know, and so there's some fish happening. You know, all this is artificial fishing right now. There's not much live bait available, and it's a good time to catch a big trout. Right now, if you want to catch a big trout on Calcasieu, you'll get in the water and wade, throw corkies on nice days, throw top water, and you can catch you a big one.
I suggest insulated waders for that.
Absolutely.
All right, Kirk, thanks so much for joining us, and also thanks for what you do, giving us reports on a timely basis. And if somebody wants to come down there in Hackberry and enjoy one of those grand slams like the boys did, tell them how to find you guys.
Okay. We have a toll-free number. It's 888-762-3391. Our website's Hackberry Rod and Gun. You spell out the word and.com. And, Don, y'all do a great job. Have a great show, a great program on the radio, and it's always fun visiting with you guys.
Well, let me let you get back to the TV show, because I got this guy named Bobby who is phenomenal, man. He's a rock star. Check him
out.
Well,
I don't know about that. Oh, look, they just killed two pintail. I just saw two pintail fall.
Yep, they sure did. All right, Kirk. See you next time, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right,
much.
Don.
There he goes. Captain Kirk Stansel. We call him the Captain Kirk, our Captain Kirk. Check it out, BayouWildTV.com. You can even watch it on YouTube. You can do it right now if you like. Those will be called Tigers in the Wild features, and a lot more to come. All right, we come back after this. We're going to be joined by Captain Mike Gallo. Find out what's going on there. I got to vote for him to draft him for the commission. I don't know if he'd do it. I'll check with him when he comes back. Wait for that answer. Right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. I want to remind you, we will be talking to Alex Milazzo before we go off the air, so stay tuned for that. He is the star of this week's program called Tigers in the Wild, a Hackberry Grand Slam. It's on our Bayou Wild TV show. Right now, though, it's time to talk to Captain Mike Gallo. His reports each week are brought to you by CETO. Now, you know, we hear a lot about privilege. This one's got this privilege. Well, they call these privileges when you have a membership. Free towing, 24/7 expert service nationwide, fuel delivery, they even pay for the fuel, jumpstart electrical problems, dock-to-dock towing, premier on-water assistance from their expert captains, and you even get discounts on fuel, lodging, and more with their Advantage Network partners. I'm going to add one privilege to that. It's called peace of mind, for you and your loved ones knowing that one call away, you can be rescued in time of need. If you want to get signed up, CETO.com. I'll call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545. It's $199 for a whole year. It is renewable, and believe me, you won't even consider that price when and if you need them, but hope you don't. All right, let's talk to Captain Mike Gallo. Mike, we had some pretty weather days sky-wise, but as far as water temperatures and tide movement, how were things on the fishing front?
Well, Don, our water temperatures have creeped up this week, lots of sunshine and several days that got into the mid to upper 60s as far as atmospheric temperature. And that, of course, brought the water temperatures up. If you fished the middle part of the day, that seemed to be the most productive. Live shrimp was more productive than artificials, although I did get reports of, you know, the matrix and the gulp plastics working, just not working as well as the live shrimp had been working. Mainly mixed catches. Freshwater catfish have been plentiful, sheephead, black drum, occasional redfish. And like I said, if you fished later in the day, the trout did seem to get more active, and I heard of a couple of limits being caught. But more toward, you know, the 2 o'clock time frame before that water warmed up and they got more aggressive.
You know, Robbie was talking about fishermen down in his area, Shell Beach, with a mixed bag. Sheephead, you know, puppy drum, a few redfish, a lot of freshwater catfish. Has that kind of been the ticket by you two?
Correct. We've seen all those. The only thing I would add is the bass have seemingly gotten to be aggressive. Got a couple of reports of people catching their limit of bass, which is 10 per person, so that's a pretty good catch.
It certainly is. Mike, what would you consider the best times and the worst times for bass fishing in your area?
You know, Don, after the dam at Shell Beach and the wall at Chalmette was put in, we really saw an explosion in the number of bass that we could catch. I would say prior to that time, and I think that was 2010, 2009, somewhere in that, I think it was around there that the wall was completed. But anyway, prior to that, I would have told you I might have only caught 30 bass in 10 years. And just a couple of years after those two structures were put in place, we could target bass and catch 30 in a day. They really got to be pretty plentiful. A lot of grass in the area, you know, came out of that violet lock, a lot of fresh water coming out of that violet lock. And that fresh water sort of gets trapped between the rock dam at Shell Beach and the wall in Chalmette. So that marsh between those two became much fresher, had a lot more grass in it, and of course the bass thrived in there. So we could catch quite a few bass in those areas, little spinner baits. And I would, you know, springtime, I like springtime as far as your bigger fish. I think we catch bigger trout in the springtime, and bass are the same way. If I were going to target bass, I would say springtime's probably a better time.
Yeah, generally it is in most areas. Well, that's a welcome addition. You know, you're out there catching saltwater fish, and then you can pick up as many as 10 nice-sized bass. There's no big trophy bass out there, but there's some pretty good-sized ones and some nice keepers out there. It's always a welcome addition. Well, Mike, thanks for the report. You know, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, and you got lodging down there, you got several captains, you can put together trips of almost any size, they can find you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give him your site and that telephone number if they want to make a quick call to check dates.
My website is very simple. It's AAofLA.com on Facebook under Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Or the telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
All right, we got a text message. Wants to draft Captain Mike Gallo for commissar. I don't know if that's if that's intentional position or commissar. Maybe that came from Russia, or if it's a misspelling. You know, it might be one of those text correction things. But anyway, would you consider being the commissioner for Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries?
I'm sort of like Darryl Carpenter when it comes to that. I would certainly consider it, but I would have lots of questions as to flexibility.
Gotcha. Mike, thanks again. Always a pleasure talking to you. Look forward to our fishing trip this coming week, too.
I'm looking forward to it as well, Don. And, you know, I wanted to add, I think with CETO, on a day like today, if they had to come get you, a privilege might be an umbrella. And I'm sure they've had one.
Yeah, I'm sure they got some kind of wet weather protection out there. Great folks. Thanks again, Mike. We'll see you on Tuesday.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty. Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. Always an adventure. All right, we come back after this. We're going to check in with our paddlers reporter and get you an update on what is happening for you kayak fishermen, canoe fishermen, pirogue, and maybe even Tom Sawyer rafts, whatever you fish on. We're back right after this. And we have a special paddler's report for those of you who like to get up close and personal when you fish with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. It's presented by Massey's Outfitters. You're going to find them in three places, Mid-City, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and also in Covington. You also can find them on the web at Massey, that's M-A-S-S-E-Y, outfitters.com. Also, check them out on Facebook. And this time of the year, they're pretty much known for their extensive line of winter gear, heavy winter gear for those of you who like to go snow skiing during the Mardi Gras season. They're one of the places you can get your equipment and your clothing before you leave. Eric Mohabarak joins us now. Eric, what's going on with you guys?
Oh, nothing much. Just hanging out, waiting for the rain to pass, the wind to stop blowing, you know, the usual thing.
Yeah.
But other than that, the club's got a little tournament going on. It's March 16th. It's the Trout Challenge. It's the second tournament in the series. It's a 5 trout bag limit, and this is going to be photo catch and release. It's going to be held out of Galliano and Leeville area. And they also have a spot for mule trout for an extra $5. And that's on the 16th of March. So it's one of the ones that people look forward to, you know. You know, they're not killing a bunch of fish. They're letting them go, you know. So that's a pretty good deal. And this time of year, it should be pretty good fishing around there.
Where did you say it's going to be?
Out in Galliano and Leeville.
Okay.
The Galliano-Leeville area. And, you know, Catfish Lake, all that area up in there. But like I said, it should be a good time to tournament fish
all
over
right.
there.
For people that are not members of Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, can they participate as a non-member, or do you need to join to be in?
No, it's open to the public, Don. Anybody who wants to can come fish. You just pay the $50 or whatever it is to fish the tournament, and it's free reign. Have at it. As long as you can, you got something to pedal, a push.
Now you sound like a used car salesman. What do you need as far as a measuring rule? Is there an official one that you've got to have to do the catch, photo, and release?
Yes, the club has a an official Bayou Coast measuring stick, but they also use the catch measuring sticks. And if you have another measuring stick, as long as you got in contact with one of the board members, they would see, you know, they might approve it, they might not. It depends on what you got.
Live or artificial is allowed?
No, I believe this is just artificial. I have to check on that one.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm sure the rules are laid out. You can go to bckfc.org, and in fact, that's where you can get signed up. Yeah, that's going to be a good one. And, you know, if we get a nice early warm-up, and of course, that's still, you know, over a month away, some good temperatures, and that's kind of the windy season, though. That's kind of going to, might be a stickler, but hey, everybody's in the same conditions, you know?
That's right. Everybody pretty much fishing the same area, too. You know, and then after that, we got, I'm not sure the date on it, but I know they're getting ready to announce it. The boats on the bayou with the big bass tournament. So that's getting ready to come up, too, Don, which is that's a fun one. Easy. People get out there, throw some artificials, have fun, catch some bass, go spend a little time with their little fair they got going on.
And that's in conjunction with the oldest freshwater fishing tournament in the country, and that's this New Orleans City Park Big Bass Tournament.
That is correct. The oldest in the country, freshwater tournament in the country. It's getting more and more popular, too, over the years, I've noticed. I think last year they had 80 boats fishing. Don't quote me on that. I can't remember offhand. I'll have to look that up for you.
Yeah, well, what you can do between now and then, why don't you come up with some fishing tips for Bayou St. John? You know, because you've been there a lot. And give us some tips on how to locate the fish, what type of structure, what part of the bayou is best, and also what the best lures to use when you're fishing there.
Yeah, but can I give that to you after the tournament?
I understand. I was thinking that as I was saying, he's going to blow. Yeah, why don't you do that? You can give it to us after the tournament. In fact, you'll have a little more intel. You'll have more intel by then.
Yeah, let's let them catch some fish now. We'll give them our little secrets.
All right, you got Louisiana Kayak Company, one of the few places, people who actually does kayak charters for people who have never done it. Maybe they're considering it. Maybe it's for them. Maybe it's not. They can go and give it a try with you, and you're pretty much going to put them on some fish. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, well, it's really easy. Either through your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, or my Facebook or Instagram, that's the Louisiana Kayak Company, or just give me a call, 504-313-8292.
All right, now behave yourself at those parades. I know how you like
those parades. All right, Don. It's going to rain tonight.
There you go. See you next time, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to rain pretty hard. Maybe they'll be paddling kayaks in the parade. All right, we come back after this. Time for Bad Boys. I got a rabbit hunter. boy, he made one seriously bad move, but I think they would have caught him anyway. You can be the judge of that. And we have a special paddler's report for those of you who like to get up close and personal when you fish with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. It's presented by Massey's Outfitters. You're going to find them in three places, Mid-City, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, and also in Covington. You also can find them on the web at Massey, that's M-A-S-S-E-Y, outfitters.com. Also, check them out on Facebook. And this time of the year, they're pretty much known for their extensive line of winter gear, heavy winter gear for those of you who like to go snow skiing during the Mardi Gras season. They're one of the places you can get your equipment and your clothing before you leave. Eric Mohabarak joins us now. Eric, what's going on with you guys?
Oh, nothing much. Just hanging out, waiting for the rain to pass, the wind to stop blowing, you know, the usual thing. But other than that, the club's got a little tournament going on. It's March 16th. It's the Trout Challenge. It's the second tournament in the series. It's a 5 trout bag limit, and this is going to be photo, catch, and release. It's going to be held out of Galliano and Leeville area. And they also have a spot for mule trap for an extra $5. And that's on the 16th of March. So it's one of the ones that that people look forward to, you know. You know, they're not killing a bunch of fish. They letting them go, you know. So that's a pretty good deal. And this time of year, it should be pretty good fishing around there.
Where did you say it's going to be?
Out in Galliano and Leeville.
Okay.
The Galliano, Leeville area. And, you know, Catfish Lake, all that area up in there. But, like I said, it should be a good time to tournament fish
all
over
right.
there.
For people that are not members of Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, can they participate as a non-member, or do you need to join to be in?
No, it's open to the public, Don. Anybody who wants to can come fish. You just pay the $50 or whatever it is to fish the tournament, and it's free reign. Have at it. As long as you can, you got something to pedal, or push.
Now, you sound like a used car salesman. But what do you need as far as a measuring rule? Is there an official one that you've got to have to do the catch, photo, and release?
Yes, the club has an official Bayou Coast measuring stick, but they also use the catch measuring sticks. And if you have another measuring stick, as long as you got in contact with one of the board members, they would see, you know, they might approve it, they might not. It depends on what you got.
Live or artificial is allowed?
No, I believe this is just artificial. I have to check on that one.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm sure the rules are laid out. You can go to bckfc.org, and in fact, that's where you can get signed up. Yeah, that's going to be a good one. And, you know, if we get a nice early warm-up, and of course, that's still, you know, over a month away, some good temperatures, and that's kind of the windy season, though. That's kind of might be a stickler. But, hey, everybody's in the same conditions, you know?
That's right. Everybody pretty much fishing the same area, too. You know, and then after that, we got, I'm not sure the date on it, but I know they're getting ready to announce it. The boats on the bayou with the big bass tournament. So that's getting ready to come up too, Don, which is, that's a fun one, easy. People get out there, throw some artificials, have fun, catch some bass, go spend a little time with their little fair they got going on.
And that's in conjunction with the oldest freshwater fishing tournament in the country, and that's this New Orleans City Park Big Bass Tournament.
That is correct. The oldest in the country, freshwater tournament in the country. It's getting more and more popular, too, over the years, I've noticed. I think last year they had 80 boats fishing. Come quote me on that. I can't remember offhand. I'll have to look that up for you.
Yeah, well, hey, what you can do between now and then, why don't you come up with some fishing tips for Bayou St. John? You know, because you've been there a lot. And give us some tips on how to locate the fish, what type of structure, what part of the bayou is best, and also what the best lures to use when you're fishing there.
Yeah, but can I give that to you after the tournament?
I understand. I was thinking that as I was saying, he's going to blow. Yeah, why don't you do that? You can give it to us after the tournament. In fact, you'll have
a little more intel.
You'll have more intel by then.
Yeah, let's let them catch some fish now. We'll give them our little secrets.
All right, you got Louisiana Kayak Company, one of the few places, people who actually does kayak charters for people who have never done it. Maybe they're considering it. Maybe it's for them. Maybe it's not. They can go and give it a try with you, and you're pretty much going to put them on some fish. Tell them how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, well, it's really easy. Either through your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy, or my Facebook or Instagram. That's the Louisiana Kayak Company. Or just give me a call, 504-313-8292.
All right, now behave yourself at those parades. I know how you like
those Don. All right, Don. It's going to rain tonight.
There you go. See you next time, buddy.
All right.
Yeah, it's going to rain pretty hard. Maybe they'll be paddling kayaks in the parade. All right, we come back after this. Time for Bad Boys. I got a wabbit hunter. boy, he made one seriously bad move. But I think they would have caught him anyway. You can be the judge of that. Hey, also, we're still taking text, 504-260-1870. Who is your selection for Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries? Open seat on the commission. Also, Alex Milazzo, still to come. That's going to be a presentation of our player interview by John Deere and Sunshine Equipment. Stick around for that and a whole lot more. Coming up after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. I know a lot of you deer hunters, there's very few seasons that are still open. Most of you deer hunters have put away the rifles and the bows and the primitive weapons for the season, but you got a freezer full of deer meat and you want to know, what do I do with all this venison? Well, I suggest you bring it over to Double D. That's over there in Bogalusa. That's Double D Meat Company. And enter it into the deer contest. When you get any hogs, deer, whatever process, you're entitled to a free raffle ticket to win a 308 Browning X-Bolt white gold medallion with a 3.5 by 10 by 40 Leupold scope and a leather case for it. And the drawing is not till April 1st, and you don't need to be there. So if you've got some venison, you want to turn it into sausage or just have it really cut and processed into maybe ground meat or cut into roast, check them out, Double D. And be sure and ask them for that Sportsman's Package raffle ticket. All right, we got a guy had an abundance of rabbits. Unfortunately, he got caught with them, and we'll tell you about that story right after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, on January the 15th, Barry Labruzzo was having what he considered a good day hunting rabbits in Orleans Parish, although it wouldn't turn out so good. You see, when Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents, Senior Agent Sal Mangano and Corporal Gary LeRon checked Labruzzo while he was hunting, they asked for his license. He had them follow him to his truck where he said he had left it, which was true, but not only did they find his hunting license, they also found 12 freshly killed rabbits, putting him 4 over the 8-person-per-day limit. The agent seized the rabbits and donated them to a local charity, facing a maximum criminal fine of $500 and another $380 in civil restitution for the wabbits, his 44-year-old Barry Labruzzo of Slidell, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. Oh, we never run out of bad boy stories. There's always a plethora of those, and I've got another one for you next week I'm sure you'll enjoy. By the way, it's a presentation of the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. Let me talk about these guys and girls. It's a nonprofit group made up of members of the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement Division. They provide funds for a scholarship that they provide and other benefits, and you can help by purchasing exclusive gear, really nice stuff. I've got some of it myself. It includes T-shirts, all kind of colors and styles. They got hats, they got koozies, even got a backpack. You can support the agents who protect our precious natural resources by visiting supportlwaa.org. That's supportlwaa.org. All right, looking at our text message board, this one says, I would like to nominate Drew Brees for the vacant seat on the board. They might listen to him. Great quarterback, so much of a Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries Commissioner. Don't think so. We got John Terrebonne. You know, he's our Convent Hunting Club contact. He's checking in as this weather's moving in. They're going to see how long they can hunt before they get a good soaking. They're headed to the dog cages now. In fishing terms, they landed on them last week and left them biting, talking about the rabbits. A hunting vest can sure get heavy with 3 to 5 swamp rabbits. I know the feeling. It's a good problem to have, though. Good luck to everyone brave enough to go out this morning. All right, here's one that says, good thing the groundhog predicted an early spring this year. Otherwise, we would have to invite them to Chef John's Boucherie on the 24th to stand in for the beaver tail demonstration. I'm sure Chef could come up with a good recipe if needed for the groundhog. That's from my friend David over in Mobile, Alabama. You know, David, I have yet to get a taste of the beaver tail. I think that is the most sought-after dish at Chef John Foltz's Boucherie. He's got all kinds of, you know, he got chicken and coon stew and you name it. But the beaver tail, I've always just wanted a little taste of it, and it's always gone before I can get to it. All right, here's the comment. The Tigers in the Wild was a good show. Well, thank you very much. We're very proud of it, and hopefully we'll get more accolades. If you want to watch that one, the first premiere of it, you can do it by going to our website, BayouWildTV.com. You'll find a station near you if you live anywhere in the Louisiana Gulf Coast or anywhere in the world. You can watch it on YouTube. That's BayouWildTV.com. All right, coming back from this, we'll talk to the Plastic Man. He's our leading contender for the commission position. Most votes so far for Ryan Lambert. Also, Hunter Woodcock with him this week. We had a really good time. Back to talk to him. And also get your fishing report for DTR, as they call it, down the river. Mississippi River, that is. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And yes, he'll be getting back to putting plastic in his hands now that the hunting seasons are pretty much wrapped up. I'm talking about our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures. You know, Ryan, that was a really fun woodcock hunt. Weather was great. Company was good. And boy, the dogs just did such hard work for us, huh?
Well, I tell you, they don't ever stop. They love what they do. It's fun to watch a dog work, though.
Yeah, it's just like your retriever, Kenley. You know, people. I don't think people really understand what it means to have a hunting buddy, your dog that you live with, you raise it, and have it, you know, love you so unconditionally and just do anything, go through briars, brick walls, face alligators, whatever it is to please you. It's just an incredible reward.
It's just fun to watch them, all your work that you put into them, and to watch them do it because they love it. You know, you don't have to sit there and force them. I mean, they just love to do what they're born to do. I mean, it's a great phenomenon.
And those woodcock are so much fun to hunt because they hold real tight. Generally, you get one or two. It's not like a whole covey of quail. They're flying through, you're shooting through branches and around corners. I don't think people realize how much fun that is, although I'm starting to see a little bit of a bounce back and increase in number of woodcock hunters. At one time in Louisiana, believe it or not, we had 40,000 woodcock hunters. And
wow.
I would say about a decade ago, it had fallen off to about 4,000. But I haven't seen the latest numbers, but I got to think it's back on the incline, because I think people more and more, and you see it in both your fishing and hunting, people are getting away from the meat aspect, fill the freezer up, hunting for food, as it is just for the experience of getting out there.
Oh, yeah, it's a sport. That's a great sport. I mean, we don't have the quail anymore, you know, in Louisiana to speak of. So to get out there and hunt woodcock or even snipe, but the woodcock, the way he holds for the dog and the way he jumps up through those trees, you know, sometimes I wonder if they're so good about putting trees in between you, or is the fact that when there's so many trees.
they can evade it. I think we had 27 flushes, but, you know, we shot pretty well and had a great time. Well, Ryan, tell me about the fishing down there. We got a storm approaching. It seems like we're getting that every weekend now. We got rain coming, and the river's jumped up, you know, just in time for the end of duck season. But what would you tell people coming down there? How should they adjust when they're coming down on a rising river?
Well, my northern buddies have made my river cold. It's 42 degrees. So they send in that cold water down there. So you have to get away from the river water right now to get in the fish. So if you look at the your thermometer and see that you're getting into warmer water, you're going to start getting the fish. Because it doesn't take that much of a degree difference in order to make the fish more active or live in that area, because they're cold-blooded. So, you know, 3, 4, 5 degrees makes a big difference. So look for warmer water right now, and the fish are stacked up in it pretty good. There's a trout coming on the incoming tide. You could catch trout on both sides of the river, you know, if you get the good water. I've been out last few days. I've been out there getting after trout, reds, everything. I did a little story for the Smithsonian and caught some reds for them yesterday. And all on plastic, you know, plastic still works.
Plastic man, that's why you got your name. Ryan, you are the leading vote getter for the replacement on the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Commission, and hopefully they will take a look at you, because I think you'd do a great job of it. You've certainly got the experience. You got good common sense. I just don't know if you'd be able to deal with the other commissioners up there. It might be a problem.
Well, you know, it's you have someone that doesn't have to read it, that knows factual because he lived it. It's a lot easier for you to teach people and have them sway your way on some things sometimes, you know, because, you know, like if I go to Congress or if I go some, they can't really rebut what I say because I lived it. I didn't get it out of books. So that could help the whole situation out there. Have somebody that's literally out there on about every species, whether it be a duck or a fish or, you know, I don't know too much about bears, but I know that they're quite a bit of nuisance if you have them in your area. You know, people love to see them and love to have them in Louisiana, but at the same time, if you got them around you,
you know, I've got friends like in Delhi. They tear up everything they got.
Yeah. Well, they got clearance now to pursue putting that season in, very limited season. They're talking about 10 yeah. tags, and none of all of those would be filled. So I think it would hardly put a strain on the population. But there's just a lot of sympathy for bears. There's just some people that say, well, go trap them and bring them somewhere we don't have any bears. Well, you got to have the right habitat. You can't just put a bear in any old habitat.
Yeah, taking him out of his habitat might be even worse than having a season on him. So you never know.
Hey, do they have any bears down in Mexico at Nolajase? You ever see any bears?
No,
there?
No bears. Not the ones that walk on four legs. Anyhow.
I know what you mean. When's your next trip
week.
Down there?
I'm going next week. On the 11th. I got one more shot at the ducks before I leave them alone. Let them go lay some eggs, and then I might go to Canada in September and start it off again.
Wow. Well,
I don't know why I'm so mad at them little birds.
I don't get it. Anyway, I know you really love them. Hey, don't forget, we got to go check out that woodcock spot without guns. We need to go do that to make sure.
We need to go do that.
Absolutely.
And, there's a lot of places that people used to hunt them. And as you know, they imprint pretty good.
So, absolutely.
A lot of people used to hunt them in the Waggaman area as well. So might want to drive that area and see if there's some old thickets left somewhere around there.
Yeah.
But for sure, I used to hunt them around Trinity in that area. So we're going to go and without dogs and check it out. Had a guy send me a picture of a snipe saying, we got plenty of these on our property. That's a snipe. They're fun, though.
Yeah. Well, you're still getting votes for the commission. Let me know if you hear from them. I'll certainly cast my votes.
You know, only one vote counts, and that's Governor Landry.
Yes,
you know, he's the one that appoints that. But I would take it. I would. I would. That's time-consuming and all, but I think we just need some help.
They'll push
things in the right direction. So
you got it.
Yeah, it might be a good thing.
All right. Well, we'll catch up with you next week. Take care.
All right, my friend. We'll see you.
All right. That's Captain Ryan Lambert. We call him the Plastic Man. All right. Coming up next, right after this, Alex Malazzo joins us. He is a star of this week's Bayou Wild TV's premiere of Tigers in the Wild. And if you haven't recognized that name, yes, he is the College World Series champion catcher that played for the LSU Tigers, and he's back again this year. We'll check out how his hunt and fishing trip went right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. Earlier, you heard us talk with Captain Kirk Stansel of Hackberry Rod and Gun about our Tigers in the Wild. Our premiere is airing this week, and we have a Tigers in the Wild player interview presented by John Deere and Sunshine Equipment. This morning, it's Alex Malazzo, who is not only an outstanding athlete, but in my estimation, an outstanding outdoorsman. Alex, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I think we picked the right guy to kick off our premiere. Alex, you really impressed me, not only as an athlete, but also as an outdoorsman. Let me ask you this. When you go hunting or fishing, do you do it as a relaxation to get away from the stress and competition of ball, or is it also a type of competition when you're out there?
I would say it's more of a kind of a way of life for me, man. I grew up doing it, and it's something I love to do, and it's a passion of mine, and I think it's a great way for anybody to kind of escape work or life and get out in the outdoors and just enjoy it. And I think there's a lot of relationships you can build in the outdoor industry, and it's just something I love to do, and I'll always do it.
You know, in our interview, you mentioned something that your dad, who I consider a very wise man, told you. He said, look, baseball has a shelf life. You know, whether it's 2, 10, or 20 years, it's going to end. But those fish and game are still going to be out there, and you can continue to do that practically as long as you live.
Yes, sir. Right now in my life, the most important thing to me is my baseball career, and that's where I devote all my time. But any opportunity I get to enjoy the outdoors, I take it. So if I'm not on the ball field, you can normally find me in the woods or on the water.
Do you see a parallel in shotgun shooting and hitting a baseball? I noticed you were pretty dead eye on those pintail.
Yeah, I think it takes a certain level of coordination to do both of them, and you got to have a pretty good eyesight, you know. So if you're not hitting much, I suggest going to the eye doctor.
You know, Alex, the season's getting ready to kick off. I think February 16th, y'all play VMI, and it's going to be a three-game homestand against some other teams at Alex Box Stadium, Skip Berkman Field. Let me ask you this. Coach Jay Johnson, when he talks to you guys, is it a day-to-day thing, or do they actually talk long range? Look, we got a national championship to defend. That's our end goal. Or is it more keep your nose to the grind and good things will come at the end of the season?
Yeah, it's more of a, you know, kind of keep your nose on the grind type of, I would say, look at things. You know, Coach talks about taking the season as a 56-game playoff. And, you know, in the game we play, I've never heard of a team going undefeated, which you really have to have that game-to-game look at things and the ability to, you know, move on and get past failure. Because this game, this game will beat you up as much as you let it. And there's a lot of failure in baseball. So Coach really preaches a 56-game playoff, which, you know, you're taking each game like a playoff game because at the end of the day, every game matters when it comes to, you know, hosting a regional, hosting a super regional and setting your team up in the best possible way to be successful at the end.
56-game playoff. I've never heard it, but I love that description. Alex, we got to go. Thanks for being our first Tigers in the Wild, our participant. And, you know, the only thing I'm regretting is I gave up my calling secret, my duck calling secret, you know, and just want you to know that I was willing to do that for you and Cade.
Well, I appreciate it, and I can't thank you all enough for having me, and go Tigers.
And we'll be watching you throughout the season. Thanks, Alex. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Alex Milazzo, there he goes. He's our Tigers in the Wild player with John Deere Sunshine Equipment. There will be more of those about a feral hog hunt that took place last weekend with Witt and West Weeks, linebackers for the LSU football team. We've got a lot of other exciting Tigers in the Wild. Check it all out, BayouWildTV.com. Find a station and time location near you, or you can always watch it on YouTube. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Stay out of the rain. It is a coming. Of course, it'll be better on the backside. We'll be back here again next week. We do it each and every week, 5 to 7 a.m. It's the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. We're glad to do it. Love to have you. Don't forget about our text line, too. Put it in your phone, 504-260-1870. Have a great weekend, and see you next Saturday.